And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia said on Monday it was battling a cross-border incursion by saboteurs who burst through the frontier from Ukraine in what appeared to be one of the biggest attacks of its kind since the war began last year. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said a Ukrainian quote-unquote sabotage group had entered Russian territory in a district bordering Ukraine and was being repelled. But a Ukrainian outlet cited Ukraine's military intelligence as saying two armed Russian opposition groups, both consisting of Russian citizens, had carried out the attack. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russian President Vladimir Putin had been informed and that work was underway to drive out the saboteurs, a state-run news agency reported. Six African leaders propose Ukraine accept opening peace talks with Russia, even as Russian troops remain on its soil, South Africa's presidency said on Monday, as South African officials prepare to visit both countries to sell the idea. Ukraine has said Russian troops must withdraw from its territory before talks start, while Moscow wants Kyiv to recognize Russian sovereignty over Crimea, which it annexed from Ukraine in 2014 as a precondition for negotiations. U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have a pivotal meeting coming up on the impasse over the government's debt ceiling. Washington is racing to strike a budget compromise and raise the nation's borrowing limit in time to avert a potentially devastating federal default as soon as next week. McCarthy told reporters Monday it's time to get moving.
I'm hopeful that I have a member. We only got 10 minutes to go.
This is VOA News. Israel accused the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps on Monday of turning commercial ships into platforms for launching missiles, drones, and commandos, saying the objective was to spread Tehran's clandestine naval clout well beyond the Gulf. The allegation by Defense Minister Yoav Gallant came as tensions between the regional foes surge afresh over Iran's nuclear drive and support for Palestinian and Lebanese militias. SpaceX's latest chartered flight to the International Space Station arrived Monday morning with two Saudis and two Americans aboard, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Dragon SpaceX docking sequence complete.
The Saudi government is picking up the multi-million dollar tab for its astronauts, one, the kingdom's first female. Tennessee businessman John Schaffner is paying his own way, and retired NASA astronaut Peggy Whitson, who now works for space company Axiom, was welcomed back.
Thanks for putting your trust in the Falcon 9 team. Hope you enjoyed the ride to space. Have a great trip on Dragon. Welcome home to Zero G, Peggy.
The four are expected to return to Earth in 8 days. They joined seven others already at the International Space Station. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Senator Tim Scott from the southeastern state of South Carolina has entered the presidential race, hoping to offer an optimistic contrast with other top rivals, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Let's go!
The Senate's only black Republican says the party and nation have to choose.
I choose freedom and hope. An opportunity.
Scott says the GOP needs a candidate who can energize more than just its base and offer more than just political combat, essentially calling out the two men dominating the early primary field, Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump, who welcomed Scott to the field in an online post. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ireland will introduce mandatory health labeling of alcoholic drinks, warning of the links to cancer, liver disease, and the risk of drinking while pregnant. The new regulations, signed into law by the health minister on Monday, will take effect in 3 years to give businesses time to prepare for the change. It will also alert consumers to calorie and alcohol content. Other countries include warnings on alcohol products, but Ireland's regulations are intended to be more comprehensive. The move has led several of Ireland's major trading partners to raise concerns with the European Commission. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.